Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'm going to be your host tonight with Brigitte this evening. We've been offering our show here once or twice a month in place of the normal in-person events we usually hold over at our center in New Jersey. So with that, we basically offer things here that we normally offer in person just to make it more convenient and safe and everything else that's going on. So if you want to find out more about us through our websites, I can give you that information right now. Brigitte and the services she offers, or you can see on her website at www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to find out more about me and the music recordings that I offer, you can also visit my website at www.mikesnydercc.com. And I have music and different recordings of the classes Brigitte has offered over the years, and links to the this radio show and some other ones we've done in the past. Before we bring on Brigitte, I'd like to bring attention to the radio show that we did last time. For the first time ever on our show, we interviewed an author, Garnet Schulhauser. So if you look on this same Blog Talk Radio site that we're on now, you can see that last month we also did something new and did an interview with Garnet Schulhauser. And he wrote five or six pretty very interesting books. So all that information is on there. So with that, I'd like to introduce Brigitte.
Hello, everybody. Happy 11/11 Portal Gateway Day into the stars. Always a very auspicious time. Very powerful, especially the days leading up to it, the 21 days before. And then at the next full moon, we are going to have a lunar eclipse. Hooray. So a lot of energy is bombarding us right now, very much about going within and letting go further what no longer serves us. And yes, I remember last month's radio show too. It was a lot of fun. I really also liked reading his books. You know, it's not like you just interview someone. You really have to prepare yourself for it. And it was good information, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really neat hearing about all his adventures with his spirit guide, Albert, and how he had a lot of burning questions answered about spirituality and where we go when we pass on. And it was really neat to see all that from his perspective and like I said, his adventures.
Yeah, and especially the main message is a message of love. And that is so important right now. We are so fast to judge ourselves or the outer circumstances, or we are so hard on ourselves, striving to walk the path of enlightenment, not really feeling that we make the cut or whatnot. And all the messages that Garnet Schulhauser brings through is that there's a divine plan and we are part of it, and that we just really don't have to work so hard and to really just focus on love and to focus on kindness and gentleness and to take our time and really smell the roses too. And, you know, all these good expressions that we always say, but never really the advice that we necessarily heed. So 11/11 really hones into that and really reminds us of what it is that's important for us to focus on. And we are going to bring, of course, our good divine master, Saint Germain Sirou, who will guide you and direct you on an inner journey and activation as you step through the 1111 activation portal. And he certainly will talk a little bit more about what it means to receive these new frequencies and how they are going to assist you in changing your life around and what to expect, really. And that's always a good one, right? We right away say, yes, we want to have the activation. Yes, we want to sign up for that next phase in our life. And yet sometimes we are a little bit surprised with what we have to deal with as the aftershocks settle in. And I think, Mike, we both have seen that often with the retreats that we sometimes, that we used to offer, and I'm sure we'll offer at some point in the future again, that you go through this incredible energy and attunements and activations, and then you look at your life anew and you realize you have to make some new choices in your life. There are certain things that have to be released and let go of so that you can make room for something new to come in. And that's not always that easy, right? You always talk about that too, Mike, how it hits you when you come home after a retreat and how everything is just so different.
Yeah, yeah. You just kind of feel this deep peace and connection with your inner world. And then it's like opening up a Band-Aid from a sore wound after it's been on there for 2 weeks, and boom, you go out into the world again in boiling water, you know.
Yeah. And yet it's what forces us to make some new choices. It's that vulnerability, that rawness, that openness that allows us to see life in a new way, even if it might be a little bit uncomfortable at first. It's necessary for this discomfort for us to be pushed to walk into a different direction. And we are all feeling from the pandemic still how timelines are ending, how our old life has been ending or is ending, and how we are preparing for a whole new life. And some of us feel that they might have already stepped onto this new life. Some of us might feel that it hasn't happened yet and wondering when it will happen. Some of us are just in the open expectation to see what will happen and if something will happen. But we can all agree that there's a big, big shift occurring at this time, a global shift. We can feel it in the deepest recesses of our own inner self. And we are all preparing as best as we can. So the 1111 Stargate helps us really with that. It brings in a frequency that is designed to propel us forward on our evolutionary path towards more love and freedom and enlightenment and joy and happiness, and not taking life so serious, to just find that inner humor that allows you to look at life a little bit with a smiling face instead of so serious and so disappointed, to see it every day as an opportunity, not so much as a challenge or as a burden on you. And I it really comes down to how we choose to think and view our environment that allows us to then respond to what is happening in a different way. So it is all about consciousness, awareness, choices. And with that, I want you, if you haven't already, close your eyes, open yourself up, and just let yourself receive as we open up your heart to be receptive to the frequencies coming through, and just feel your spirit guides presence, your guardian angels, all of the angels that are consistently helping us on our path of enlightenment. Everyone is there for you. Just feel their presence. Allow yourself to receive the heart opening. And when the music piece is done, Saint Germain will come and speak to you directly. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. These are truly momentous times. So much is happening below the surface, not always visible to your eye, not always visible for you to experience right on in your day-to-day life, as it is about trust and faith and understanding that you are one with all that is, that you're one with creation. And as such, it is for you to truly look upon life in oneness. Look upon fall and the falling of the leaves as a time of letting go, releasing what no longer serves you, releasing thought patterns, belief systems, emptying yourself out so that you can be that empty vessel for spirit to work with you and through you, for your divine I Am presence to work with you and through you. There is such great importance to the weeks leading up to the 11-11 gateway. As I said, it is about letting go. And I cannot emphasize enough that what you believe, what you think, the thoughts in your mind create the reality you live in, the reality that you experience on the outer. So if your reality right now looks like you're living in lack, if your reality looks like you're not having the relationship you're yearning for, it is because there is a part of you that is hanging on to the thought patterns, to the belief that you're either not worthy to receive, not worthy for that type of relationship, or that there's some other kind of belief that is hindering you to fully see yourself in the glory of God. If you truly know yourself to be an aspect of God, how can your pockets not be filled with the abundance that you need for your day-to-day life? 11-11. 11 asks you to look at your own reflection, to stand in front of you, open up your eyes and ask yourself, what is it that you see? Is it what you see that you truly accept into your life? Are you happy with what you see? Is that the reality that you choose to experience by looking at your mirror image? And if it is not, ask yourself, what is it that you believe in that creates this reality? Pause. Empty yourself out. Use the in-breath and the out-breath to just empty yourself out. Let go of everything. Let go of the concept that you are even a human being, because you're so much more. Let go of the concept that you are form, because you're so much more than form. Let go of the concept that you have needs, or that there are demands that you have to fulfill, because that is only an illusion. You truthfully will say that this is a very real illusion because you're living it every day, and yet if you allow yourself to breathe out that idea that there's a demand on you from the outer world, the whole experience of life will begin to change, because then demands will no longer be demands. They will be simply little tidbits of experiences coming towards you, and you will look upon them in a new way, and they will not pressure you. They will not hurt you. They will not limit you. They will simply give you the opportunity to become a new kind of expression of your divine self. Everything in life is an opportunity. Everything. And this opportunity is not about how much money you make, how many riches you have. This opportunity is for your soul to learn about its divinity. It is for you to also learn about your divinity. It is for you to know thyself. So for today, for 11:11, are you willing to know thyself as emptiness, space, nothingness, and allow yourself now to open up, to feel your heart opening up, to feel your muscles relaxing as you're opening up, like a beautiful flower that is beginning to blossom. Just let yourself open up, petal for petal, part of yourself after another. Become that 1,000-petaled lotus flower that is open, filled with experiences, but at the heart, at the core of 11:11 is only one frequency, and that is the frequency of divine love. It is the frequency of your God self, of this pure light that dispels all fear and darkness, that pure light that does not allow for any shadows or anything being hidden, as it incorporates all, as there's only oneness, as there's only radiance in that divine light. And then there is divine power, divine power, the willingness to let thy will be done through you, to let go of control. Take a deep breath. Let go of control with the out-breath. Let go of the need to know with the out-breath. Let go. Let go of a plan. Let go of your identity. Let go of all of what it is that you believe makes you you. Let go of that and surrender to the sweetness of something greater than you that is flowing in right now to help you move into alignment with the upcoming download of the 11:11 frequency. Just open yourself up further. Feel the balance of divine love, light, and power within you. It is the Christ itself that is now fully activated within you. It is the Holy Grail within you, ready to accept these frequencies of 11:11 that are ready to pour into you, to change your world around, to change your view of the world around, to change you in the most beautiful way. Everything that you felt up to this point, all your fears, all the resistance, all the confusion, all the what ifs, is your divine self. Is your divine self being bombarded by your human self. It is your human ego self that is terrified of what will happen once you accept the higher frequencies that are now being prepared for you to fully fill you up. But this is not form versus formlessness. This is not divinity versus earth self. This is about sacred union. This is about the 11, the one coming together with one to create a sacred union where nothing is being left behind. It is the fullness of who you are and all the experiences you've had up to this point that becomes the foundation for what it is that you are becoming next. That is the power of alchemy. Nothing ever gets lost. Everything is merged together to become something greater than it was before. So feel yourself again, expanding, and a connection between your human self and your divine I Am presence, your God self, is now taking place. You can feel your divine I Am presence overlighting you at this time as you open up your heart further. And as you can feel the beginning of an upliftment out of your physical self, out of the room that you're sitting in, you can feel yourself being uplifted as you're willing to empty yourself out further. As you're uplifted, you are saying goodbye to your past. You're saying goodbye to everything that you've held of value, because in doing so, in fully closing the door to your past, you open yourself up to a whole new beginning of self, a new dawn, a new day, a new sunrise. Are you not ready for that? Are you not tired of the past experiences? It is only you that is holding yourself back from crossing the threshold, not because you're not smart enough or you're making mistakes or you're failing. No, those aren't the reasons. It is out of the fear of your own true greatness. It is out of the fear of what will happen if you fully let go and let God, if you fully surrender, if you fully let yourself fall into the unknown. Can you do that? Are you willing to truly trust in your divine I Am presence to guide and direct you, to show you that even in the face of diversity, your divine I Am presence has your back, will guide and direct you. Take heart and know that all is well as you further are being pulled out of your body by your divine I Am presence, gently taking you further and further up, raising yourself up beyond where you live, looking down upon planet Earth, and seeing all of the other light bearers. There are many of you being lifted up as well, rising up further and further in the most beautiful way. You are all like these radiant stars, or these small suns, all glowing from within. Can't you see how beautiful all of you are and how much light you're carrying and you've brought to Earth already? Do you not know how much we are here to support your success, your liberation, the path you're treading so that others can follow? We are all here for you. It is simply for you to to feel it, to accept it, to allow it further in, further than ever before. And I know some of you will say, oh, we are already doing that. This is another level of surrender. This is another level of allowance. This is another level of allowing us to support you and through you, humanity, through you, Gaia, and Earth, and all living creatures on Earth, the minerals, the plants, the animals, everything. But we need you. And together, you are all of you light bearers are creating this swirl of light that is rising up like a vortex of stars, moving, spiraling upwards and further up into a light, into an opening, into this cosmic doorway that calls to all of you, beckons to you. Everyone will experience this 1111 portal differently. For some, it will be almost translucent. For others, pure white light or opalescent white light. Allow it to become whatever it is for you. Don't ever let yourself be limited in your experiences because you compare yourself with others. The cosmos, creation, is wild. It is free. It can become anything that you allow yourself to focus on and to experience. No limits. And as you enter the 1111 portal, not alone, with your divine I'm presence, with many of us with you, you're going to experience something that will be unique to you. Most likely you are going to meet a very specific master of love and light, feminine or masculine, doesn't make a difference. It is someone for you who's waiting on the other side of the portal and who has a gift for you. Most likely a gift of light codings that will be infused into you and that will open up in the days ahead. Just allow yourself to take this journey through the portal and to experience the gift that is awaiting you and the wisdom and the love and the light that will be given to you through the 1111 portal. This is a part of accepting more of your Christ itself, accepting more of your master self, accepting more of your own divinity into your physical life. Cross the threshold now and allow yourself to experience this in its fullness. And as you step slowly through the portal again, you're being guided now towards the sun of the solar system. And for you to step into the loving embrace of the sun, where Helios and Vesta are awaiting you, the solar logos and his divine complement. The reason for this is that we want to strengthen the masculine aspect within you, refine it, truly bring it to the level of your divine masculine self. Because the idea is balance. It is not the feminine without the masculine or the masculine without the feminine. So now, let yourself receive a small activation by Helios and Vesta to infuse you with that understanding of what it means to be in a healthy relationship with your masculine side, with that part of you that can be the guardian, that can support your creative side and can use the power of action to bring your creativity out into the world. The part that is the feminine side of you is the receptive side, is the side that fills you up with the divine inspiration to bring new visions and ideas into the world. But it is through the masculine that you put into action that what you've received, that you create a structure, a framework that allows that creation to fully be rooted into the earth realm, into the earth life. So allow yourself now to receive this activation as Helios is putting his hand onto your third eye, in the front, and Vesta in the back. And you can feel yourself, your inner self, opening up further as your pituitary and your pineal gland are being more activated, as some of your chakra areas are opened up more in your head, your crown and your third eye, also in your throat. And you can feel a clarity. You can feel more focus towards that what is important to you. And it will strengthen you in the days ahead to not so easily be sidetracked, but to stay on track to bring into manifestation that what your heart truly desires, what you're passionate about, what your feminine self brings forth in creative ideas. So receive that now. Use your in-breath and out-breath to bring this golden, radiant light of activation into you. And again, don't be so caught up how you experience the sun and Helios and Vesta. You might see them just like in human form, or you might feel it more as a merging of consciousnesses. It's okay. Allow yourself your own unique experience, and you might not visually see anything. Just feel this taking place for you. Beautiful. Now that this is complete, Helios and Vesta are releasing you together with your divine I'm presence towards the moon that is moving around the earth. So let yourself be guided to this beautiful silvery moon. Waiting you there is the moon goddess. We purposely are not putting a name to her because there are many different names for her. You can pick your own. But she's the embodiment of the divine feminine in the most goddess-like way that you can imagine. Beautiful curves in a way you would envision Venus or Aphrodite awaiting you, also together with her beloved. Just like Helios was together with his beloved, she too has her beloved with him, because it is never one without the other. It is always the feminine and the masculine together. And so now enter deep into the silvery light of the moon, the softness, the gentleness, the receptivity. Feel the touch of the feminine goddess. Feel the gentleness and the nurturing and the kindness as now your inner divine feminine is fully activated, fully charged, fully opened up to its truest and highest potential to bring the creative forces through from the divine to earth, as there's so much needed for new ideas, new inspiration, new visions to enter and be added to the collective consciousness of humanity. Let yourself be opened, your heart, your mind, your whole inner self, to be receptive in a whole new way. Receive now the activation from the divine feminine goddess of the moon together with her beloved, as they put their hands onto your heart, because it is through your heart that you connect with your soul, and it is through your soul that you connect with your divine I Am presence, and it is through your divine I Am presence that you connect with God, who has created the great spirit of all that is. Let yourself now fully receive and be activated to your true divine feminine potential that is sleeping within you. Do this now. And as you're now being released out of the loving embrace, the divine feminine moon goddess, you can feel yourself be drawn to the center, right in between the sun, the moon, and the earth. And it allows you to truly feel the meaning of 1111 or 11, the master number. It is the whole concept. So the power of love, you can allow opposing forces to come together, to merge in sacred union and to create something new. Like the sun and the moon in their essence, in their energy, representing the masculine and the feminine, coming together to create their child, the earth. And so you too within yourself have the power to harmonize, to unify your own inner masculine and feminine energy, not one without the other, not suppressing one for the benefit of the other or out of fear that a part of you is not able to do what needs to be done or will be judged by the outer world. That is one big one that you have. You fear of being judged. Let go of that. Just be yourself. Be you. And use the Christ itself, that part within you that is gentle, kind, divine love, divine love, light, divine empowerment. Use that Christ itself to merge the masculine and the feminine, to merge the duality within you so that you can give birth to not only a new expression of your divine self in physical form, but to assist humanity and Gaia as a whole to give birth to a whole new consciousness, a new experience of being spirit in human form on this planet that you know as Earth. Now let yourself slowly be guided back to your physical body, where you re-enter yourself, your physical self, and feel in this unification another sacred moment similar to the 1111 frequency, as above, so below, your divine self, your light body self merging with your human self, with the self of form. It's something very sacred. Your body is the physical temple that holds your spirit, holds your divinity. So honor your body, love your body, be grateful for the resilience and the strength and the power of your body. Yes, there will be times where your body is hurting. Yes, there will be times where your body might not be as up to what it is you want to do because of your body trying to integrate these new frequencies that are coming to Earth at this time. Be kind to your body. Be kind to yourself. It is not that your physical body is giving in. It is not that you're going to end up in a wheelchair or in a hospital. No. It is simply that at this time, your muscular structure, your skeletal structure, everything is shifting. All of you is shifting. As you're shifting, as you're changing in consciousness, as the whole earth is shifting, your physical self is reacting to it. So honor your body, honor the changes that it is going through. Drink water, detox in whatever form or way you can. Put less physical pressure or emotional and mental pressure on your body by allowing yourself to give it love. That's what it needs the most. Your love, your kindness, your appreciation. That's how it all starts. Everything else will follow. Touch the areas that hurt you with kindness. send healing energy to it. Take the time to support it and don't get frustrated when something doesn't work out right away. This now with the 1111 portal has opened up a whole new pathway of awakening. So yes, your body is going to react to it, but it's okay. It's part of the transformational process. Eat better, drink better, live healthier, and it will be easier for you. Yes, this new frequency is asking you to make some important life changes, but it will be much easier than you think. Don't overthink it. Just allow it to happen. You'll be amazed and surprised how your physical body is actually helping you by guiding you into the right direction. It is quite amazing how everything works together in alignment with each other. So honor the process. You're now leading to an eclipse. You're leading to a time of going even deeper within yourself. That is okay. That is beautiful because what you find within yourself is your own inner divinity. And then it is leading to the winter solstice. You're going to give birth to a whole new light within you. Not only just within you, you're doing this on behalf of all of humanity. So do your invocations, do your prayers, do your alignment work, play your music, create songs, create music through singing, through dancing, whatever you're guided to do, create that allows the energy to flow through you a little easier and it's not getting stuck in your body then. So the creative flow is really important at this time. Now that I'm watching over you, I'm with you through all of this, and so are many other angels and masters alike. You're very loved. This is a crucial time of awakening for you. Don't get frustrated. Don't become angry or impatient. There is a divine purpose in all of this. I promise you, you will look back at this and you will state to yourself, wow, this was a very important time for you, a very important time of making new choices and bringing changes to you that were necessary to propel you forward into that what truly brings you joy and happiness. Now that I'm with you, my love is with you, I am Saint Germain. And now that this is truly an auspicious time, blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
Okay, wow, what a great meditation and message that was tonight. You know, just very beautiful. And to go along with the spirit of 1111, I just want to mention on our Lightbridge 101 YouTube channel, a few years ago, Brigitte and I made an 1111 expansion video, which is like a short meditation with some spiritual messages on it, some outer space pictures of the Hubble from the Hubble telescope. So it's a pretty neat video. We usually mention it every time this time of year. But anyway, if you just go to youtube.com and in the search field type in Lightbridge 101, you'll see we have a couple channels on our Lightbridge 101 YouTube page that we're gradually starting to add more videos to it and build it up. But specifically the 1111 one, I think you'll find very fascinating, very relaxing. So with that, Brigitte, how are you doing?
I'm back. Yes, I hope you enjoyed it. And sounds to me like we have quite a time ahead of us too of integrating these new frequencies. So I hope you're doing well. And I don't have much more to add. I feel a little bit empty-headed right now from the channeling. I don't know much else to say, only that probably our next show will be no later than the winter solstice, I would say, right?
Yeah, that'll be coming up quicker than we realize, so, yep.
Well, thank you so much. This wouldn't happen without all of you, so we are very grateful for every single one of you, and we are sending you lots of love and light.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Peace out. Bye.